The Truth News Network.
In a world where Orwell is no longer fiction, Huxley is a documentary, corruption is standard operating procedure, and O'Rourke is the female Ocasio-Cortez, the truth is in short supply. Except here, this is TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And your voice of reality is Dan Newman.
Our reality today is the Mueller report is about to be released, at least the redacted version. The Department of Justice released news that the redacted version of the report will be made available to Congress and the American public on Thursday morning of this week, April 18th, 2019. That will be a memorable day in American history that most on both sides of the political spectrum have been salivating over while waiting. And based on the summary sent to Congress shortly after Mueller announced he had finished and sent his final report to the Department of Justice, both sides will probably find red meat in the full version. We need to discuss that. But before we do, if you read Attorney General Barr's summary letter, you've probably forgotten most of it. We'll talk about specifics that he included. But before we do, here's a link to his summary. Please read it again. And let's pause here while you read it. So you've taken time now to read the summary letter written by Attorney General Barr. Well, while reading it, several things became obvious to us. Attorney General Barr included Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein in the process of digesting Mueller's near 400-page report, dissecting it, and determining the reasoning for Mueller's findings and the included evidence in the report that supports his not taking any further action via indictments. The investigation was exhaustive. Mueller employed 19 attorneys who had help from 40 FBI agents, intelligence analysts, and forensic accountants. Mueller issued more than 2,800 subpoenas, 500 search warrants, more than 230 orders for communication records, 50 more orders authorizing the use of PIN registers, 13 requests of foreign governments for evidence, and 500 witnesses were interviewed. A PIN register, by the way, or dialed number recorder called a DNR, is an electronic device that records all numbers called from a particular telephone line. While Mueller referred several other matters to various legal offices for further investigation, he did not recommend any further indictments. Also, Mueller did not obtain any sealed indictments, of which details are still unknown, and if existing, might lead to further legal actions. Regarding those two areas that the special counsel and his team investigated in this matter, collusion by members of the Trump campaign or the president with Russia and possible obstruction of justice by the president, Mueller concluded there was no collusion with Russia committed. Secondly, there was not sufficient evidence of obstruction of justice to prove that beyond a reasonable doubt, any such obstruction occurred. This is important. We'll go into detail on alleged obstruction a little bit later. The investigation did conclude that the Russians did attempt to impact the 2016 presidential election. But remember this, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, after the election, released a memo that stated not one vote was changed by Russian attempts. Not one vote was altered. Votes of the 2016 election of the president. The first involved attempts by a Russian organization to conduct disinformation and social media operation in the U.S. designed to sow social discord, eventually with the aim of interfering with the election. The second element involved in the Russian government's efforts to conduct computer hacking operations were designed to gather and disseminate information to influence the election. The special counsel found that Russian government actors successfully hacked into computers and obtained emails from persons affiliated with the Clinton campaign and Democrat Party organizations and publicly disseminated those materials through various intermediaries that included WikiLeaks. According to the summary, There is no doubt the Russians were definitely working hard to influence the election. But it's important to remember that they have been doing that for years, and not just to the U.S. For that matter, the United States has on numerous occasions itself attempted in numerous ways to impact national elections of other foreign countries. In fact, Truth News Network has detailed the specifics of a bunch of those. To be honest, the Chinese, the French, the British, and even modern-day Germany is known for doing that, and of course, as is North Korea. The U.S. also attempted to sway Russian elections. Now, just as a reminder, in 1996, with the presidency of Boris Yeltsin and the Russian economy flailing, then-President Clinton endorsed a $10.2 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund linked to privatization, trade liberalization, and other measures that would move Russia toward a capitalist economy. In other words, the president was trying to use money to dangle the Russian government to become more capitalist. And many would say, and I'm one of them, doing that or achieving those results would certainly be good for the United States. But $10.2 billion as a loan? That's kind of meddling, don't you think? Yeltsin used that loan to bolster his popular support. Of course he didn't put it in the economy of Russia, telling voters that only he had the reformist credentials to secure loans like that, according to media reports at the time. He used the money in part for social spending before the election, including payment of back wages and pensions. And there's a whole lot more to that story regarding our interference or attempted interference in Russia's elections, but there are details of other interferences that we and other countries did. See that story with those complete details. It was published here February the 18th of 2018. That's February 18th of 2018. Do you, like me, wonder why Mueller, with so many investigative resources at his disposal, subpoenas, grand juries, witnesses questioned, and testimony, cutting deals with other people, using 19 of the most well-known and well-educated investigative attorneys in U.S. history, spending a reported $25 million over 2 years, would not come to a conclusion in his report regarding both Russian collusion and obstruction of justice? Conventional wisdom says, where there's smoke, there's got to be fire. Which means to most, if there is proof or evidence of any obstruction of justice, indictment should be made. Why did Mueller, if there was an obstruction on the part of the president, not take the evidence to a grand jury to get an indictment? And if there was no evidence of obstruction, why did he not say so in his report? No, the report is not out yet, but Barr's summary plainly states that Mueller instigated no indictments of the president. There are two reasons or excuses given or used to answer my questions. The first, those on the left immediately upon reading Barr's letter stated the reason Mueller did not indict Trump for obstruction was because most believe a sitting president cannot be indicted for obstruction of justice, and that Mueller was afraid that if he did so, a huge federal court battle would ensue. If he had pushed for that indictment of the president, that would keep the furor going for another 2 years or so, to the chagrin of most Americans. Quite honestly, most Americans are sick and tired of the name Robert Mueller, yet alone the incessant conversations from the leftist media about what it really means. The second, our conclusion is this one, that Mueller's team could not, at least by a majority of those 19 attorneys with Mueller added, unite on an obstruction decision. It appears that one or several of those Mueller attorneys, almost all of which are Democrats and are not fond of President Trump, many of them gave money to the Hillary campaign. Most of them thought that not recommending indicting this president would initiate even more investigation by the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives and even by the federal Southern District of New York. In that scenario they thought of, the rage, anger, and vitriol from the left would continue and certainly even heighten in intensity while those additional investigations go on. Now, what does that mean? Well, they would feel certain that all of the unknowns and continuous allegations and questions without answers would guarantee the president's credibility and integrity would be attacked by the attack dog media all the way through the 2020 elections. Let's face it, folks. The Mueller investigation, at least in part, was to put a thumb on the scales of justice and tilt those scales toward keeping Donald Trump from winning a second term. We've got some more information to give to you, and of course, we'll wrap it up in our summary right after this at truthnewsnet.org.
Your daily dose of the truth. TNN, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.
Long live the courageous.
May God bless and keep you always. May you
the tenacious.
May you always do for others.
The ones who push forward
do for you.
And give back. Long live the greater good, the helping hand, those who fall and get back up, and long live the truck with the strength to overcome, the will to outwork, and the commitment to outlast them all. Ram, proven to last.
In a world where truth is in short supply, you have an abundance of it right here.
TNN, the Truth News Network.
And as we head back into the analysis of our expectations of what's going to happen with the release of the Mueller report this Thursday to Congress and to the American public, listen to what I'm about to tell you. The Mueller investigation is the very first one in U.S. history that occurred at the federal level with a special counsel in which no conclusion was reached. No conclusion was reached. That's a first. That's why the Mueller report left the question unanswered. Did Donald Trump commit obstruction of justice? Now, I would love to say that Mueller's report will bring to an end what the president has continually called a witch hunt. I am sick and tired. I know you are too. Every day, all we hear is the Mueller report, obstruction of justice, Russia collusion. But it's not going to stop, folks. Think about it. Democrats are desperate. Yes, they won the House of Representatives in the midterm elections. They didn't win the Senate. They didn't win the White House. Of course, that was not a presidential election in 2018. But they've got their eyes set on the other side of the aisle, the hallway, in Congress. That's the U.S. Senate. And, of course, on the White House. They are desperate. The Democrats have a chokehold on the media, who breathlessly and continuously perpetrate whatever the Democrat talking point of the day is each and every day. It's crammed down our throat. The New York Times, The Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, on and on and on and on. And something is up there. There's a reason that's going on. But there are more matters that few are talking about. As of last week, there are more than 82,000 sealed federal indictments, some issued by federal courts in each one of the federal courts in all 50 states. All are issued, and they all have been sealed since November of 2017. Now, some expected some of those would be Mueller indictments, but apparently, according to his report, he obtained no indictments that were or are sealed. No one is certain for whom those 82,000 name, how many individuals or groups are named, or who initiated in those courts to get those indictments. But it's a very serious matter. How do I know? Listen to this. In U.S. history, no more than 3,000 sealed indictments have ever been issued in a 12-month period. All 82,000 of these have been issued and sealed since October 31st of 2017. Think about that. 82,000 in less than 2 years, a year and a half, when 3,000 a year is the most that have ever been done. Something is up there. And then there's one more thing. Attorney General Barr lit the media world up when he responded to a senator's questions in the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing when they met with him. Listen, watch closely to the questions and his responses.
News just broke today that you have a special team looking into why the FBI opened an investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 elections. I wonder if you can share with this committee who's on that team, why you felt a need to form that kind of a team, and what you intend to be the scope of their investigation.
Yeah, as I said in my confirmation hearing, I am going to be reviewing both the genesis and the conduct of intelligence activities directed at the Trump campaign during 2016. A lot of this has already been investigated, and a substantial portion of it has been investigated and is being investigated by the Office of Inspector General at the Department. But one of the things I want to do is pull together all the information from the various investigations that have gone on, including on the Hill and in the Department, and see if there are any remaining questions to be addressed.
And can you share with us why you feel a need to do that?
Well, for the same reason we're worried about foreign influence in elections. We want to make sure that during an election, I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal. Generation I grew up in, which was the Vietnam War period, you know, people were all concerned about spying on anti-war people and so forth by the government. And there were a lot of rules put in place to make sure that there's an adequate basis before our law enforcement agencies get involved in political surveillance. I'm not suggesting that those rules were violated, but I think it's important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't. I guess you could. I think there's a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Attorney General Barr made it clear spying did occur. And the DOJ is looking into that spying that happened during the 26th campaign against the Trump campaign, which is what he said. Immediately after the hearing, the media went into a frenzy about his statements. Several stated he has no evidence. If he had proof, he would have given it during the hearing. He needs to give us all the evidence. They also said AG Barr showed he's nothing more than a mouthpiece and conspiracy theorist for President Trump. Nothing could be further from the truth. If you listen to his responses in the video and audio that we just gave to you, you hear him respond to the senator's question about any evidence, not by saying he has no evidence, but by saying this, quote, "I am not going to discuss the evidence now. I'm going to wait for details to be finalized. I'll come back with my report." There's a big difference between what he said and that he has no evidence. So what can we expect when this report is released this week? Let me tell you, we'll have more chaos. We'll have more vitriol, more media and political attacks against Attorney General and, of course, President Trump. And what good can possibly come from it all? The Democrats will get exactly what they want and need, more negativity about President Trump and more lack of concentration on the good things, the numerous good things that have happened in this country during the Trump presidency. They'll scream louder, they'll blame more, and in doing so, keep the anti-Trump rhetoric alive with absolutely no proof of any of their allegations. Remember this, the Democrat Party has no unity right now, no real leadership, no party platform for 2020. The only thing they have to use against this president is the Mueller report. Russia collusion is gone. And since there's no there, they must manufacture their own brand of truth. And boy, they are good at it. Don't think the other side is going to sit idly by, though. You can bet the president will amp up on his Twitter account, his campaign rally derision of Democrats, and each 2020 candidate. It's not going to be fun for very long. I promise you, Americans will, if they haven't already, get tired of the constant back and forth between camps. I just hope Americans can stand solid for facts, not get distracted by more allegations without truth, and certainly do not lose sight of the massive swing to all things left by every one of the Democrat 2020 presidential candidates. Socialism has never, and it is not now, working for any country anywhere on earth. Folks, if that's the only reason to re-elect Donald Trump that can be found, it certainly should be good enough. The Mueller report, well, we gave you our thoughts in anticipation of its Thursday release. You stay close, sit tight. We'll be back. And when it comes out, we'll be right here to talk about it at truthnewsnet.org. Till we talk again. So long, everybody.
Your daily dose of the truth. TNN, the Truth News Network.
Truthnewsnet.org.